Okay, welcome guys. We are back with another episode of the podcast. I am your host, Kane Wilson, aka K-Dub, and we back with some more WNBA news around the world. I want to welcome you guys back. Hopefully y'all had a great week. A lot of Team USA basketball stories to talk about. We had the WNBA. We had a lot going on in the basketball world. This will be a short episode tonight. So the first topic that we're going to talk about is, first, I want to get into Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless, it was rumors of him. Well, it's not rumors, but he's planning on leaving Undisputed by the end of the summer. Not the end of the year, at the end of the summer. I've had my own personal takes about Skip Bayless in the past. My thoughts about Skip Bayless. I'm not really a huge fan of Skip Bayless. I feel like Skip Bayless, he disrespects some players in the league. He's kind of played along his career by downplaying certain players in the league, you know, for clicks and views and for more people to watch his show, which isn't doing very good. That's one of the reasons why he's not going to be on Undisputed, because his show is not getting as much recognition on, like, First Taking, you know, those big shows. But, I mean, If we're being honest, I mean, Skip Bayless, I just found out that he's in his early 70s, so he's in his early 70s, and he has this thing where he likes to joke, and he likes to joke and be disrespectful to certain athletes who play. Today, you guys know, but for years he's been criticizing LeBron very hard, you know, about him not being one of the greatest to ever play the game, and he's always criticizing players that he doesn't like on the court. And what he does is he plays highlights of them doing bad. And he tries to disrespect them by playing, you know, bad highlights of these certain players, you know, not living up to their expectations, I guess, in certain moments, which is, you know, I mean, not everybody is going to have a great game, you know, but to have your career be based off of their misses and losses is kind of, it's not really entertaining. As well, it's not entertaining for those who know Skip Bayless for what he does on TV. And my thing with Skip is, when there was a time when he was criticizing Russell Westbrook, who's one of my favorite players, and he used to call him Russell Westbrook when he played for the Lakers, and he used to play highlights of Russell just missing shots and, you know, turning the ball over him and, you know, stuff like that. And what Skip didn't realize what he was doing was, when you're playing those certain highlights, you gotta understand, this man has kids, and in real life, his kids are probably getting bullied because they're watching Skip, a 70-year-old man on TV, trying to clown trying to clown another grown man. You know, and that's not sports. That's not sports, you know, and the fact that he's lived his career off of trying to tear down certain players like LeBron, Russell Westbrook, that's not how you want to leave your legacy. To be honest, I don't really know what legacy Skip Bayless has. You know, I look at Skip Bayless like I look at Skip Bayless like I look at Mad Dog Russo. You know, I feel like Skip and Mad Dog are both old white men. They're both old white men on TV who try to criticize and make fun of certain players. And you know, I never really understood that. Skip used to criticize. I think Skip at one point in time he criticized Paul George. You know, he criticized him when he was going through mental health issues, and he called him Pandemic P and Russell Westbrook. You know, names like that. To disrespecting certain players, you know, you're not going to get respect from, you know, certain players. And then he went at Damian Lillard. You know, he told Dame that he wasn't a superstar and that he wasn't clutch and all this stuff that wasn't true about him. It's just, you know, you can't have a career based off of trying to tear down athletes. That's not how you want to leave your legacy. And you know, even Shannon Sharp had enough of his nonsense. You know, when he called him out and tried to, he came at Shannon tone and told he told Shannon that he's not one of the greatest. He told Shannon that he that his career wasn't as great as Tom Brady's on live TV, and Shannon got mad on live TV, took off his glasses, and Skip told him to put his glasses back on, and you know. Even the time where DeMar Hamlin, you know, when DeMar Hamlin had that cardiac arrest out on the field when he collapsed, and Skip had made a tweet, and it wasn't even about the incident. Skip was more worried about the Bengals of beating the Bills. Like, he made it about the game and not the person. You know, like, he made it. Like he was talking about how it would be embarrassing if the no, Skip made a tweet saying if the Bengals didn't win this game, it would be a tragedy, and everybody's kind of like, whoa, bro, somebody almost died on the field, and you trying to like make about the game. Like, what are you doing? Like, you ain't got no heart, my guy. So yeah, I've never been a fan of Skip Bayless. You know, even Skip has his own he Skip actually has a podcast of his own, and it's the worst podcast. Like you will fall asleep after 2 minutes of hearing the podcast. And I say you, I and I. The reason why I say you're gonna fall asleep is because the whole time during his podcast, he reads from a paper. He doesn't read from his head or nothing. He reads from a paper. Like, it's okay to have notes, but like, you can't have a podcast and constantly read. I'm sorry, I just got a DM. I'm finna block this person now. I'm sorry, I just got a DM. Somebody trying to scam me. Somebody sent me a DM and it's a scam. It's a scam. But anyway, like I was saying, excuse that interruption. But yeah, man, Skip Bayless, man, he's always been a fan of trying tear down and disrespect players. And I've never been a fan of Skip Bayless, so I don't know where Skip is going to end up in the future. You know, yeah, hopefully, I mean, you never want to see another man lose, but the kind of track record that Skip Bayless has is not somebody who I would want to work with, especially after what you did to a black man on TV with Shannon Sharp. Like with Shannon Sharp, I don't see nobody working with him. Skip is not entertaining by himself. Skip Bayless needs black people to make him successful. Like you see what he does on Fridays. He gets Lil Wayne to come on TV on Fridays. Like he tries to get, he brings along these, he brings along black people to try and make his content better. And I don't really like, I don't like how he tries to do that. It's like the only way Skip looks good is if he got like black brothers to join him and do a show, which is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Now Skip hasn't came out and said that, but if you look at the track record, he's always had black people to uplift his career, even though the black people were the main stars of the show and he wasn't. But I'm not gonna make it a race thing. I'm gonna just leave it at that and just say, Skip is 73 years old. He's too old to be acting the way he acts on television to try and get views and clicks. I think Skip acts like somebody who's my age, who's 24, 23, 25. Skip acts like somebody my age who's in their early 20s trying to get views and clicks to be successful. And that's not how you want to be remembered as, is trying to tear down careers to make you look good. That's not how you want your legacy to be. So for anybody who's trying to get into like the podcast space or whatever, or the TV business, I wouldn't even look up to nobody like Skip Bayless, because he's a joke. Whew, that feel good. Anyway, we're going to move on here. We're going to move on here. Next we have, so the WNBA All-Star Game took place on Saturday. Arike from the Dallas Wings. Oh my gosh. She had 32 points in the second half of the All-Star Game. And her team ended up defeating the Team USA women's team 117 to 109. I saw the game and I saw the highlights because I kind of missed half the game. But yeah, Arike went off, bro. She was cooking. It's something about the USA Basketball like association. For some reason, they want a certain player. They want a certain player to have a certain image to fit their team. We saw it from Kyrie. We even seen Jaylen Brown have a couple issues with him not making the squad. So I don't know. It's like Team USA Basketball. It's like their organization. Like they want a certain image to fit their team, man. I think it's a thing where it's like if you move different off the court, it's like you can't be a part of that. You can't be a part of like their club. I think that's why players like Kyrie, players like Kyrie like backed out, because it's just like if you can't accept me for who I am, I don't want to be a part of your organization. Or like I don't want to be on that team. And I think that's what Arike has said on a nightcap with Shannon Sharp and And Ocho, she had mentioned like, they kind of explained, the kind of team that they wanted, and she didn't feel like she would fit that team. So she actually took her name out the pool for the USA team. So, but she's definitely a player that should definitely be on the team. I mean, she's the second leading scorer in the league behind AJ. She's the second leading scorer in the league behind AJ Wilson. So she definitely should be on the team. But it's understandable. It's like when you're not wanted somewhere, it's like you shouldn't even entertain it. So shout out to Arike. Shout out to the select team, man. They Caitlin Clark. I'm sorry, y'all. It's late at night. It's like 2 in the morning. When it's late at night, I get stuttering crazy. So I apologize for the mispronunciation of words and stuff like that. But back to what I was saying. Yeah, man, Caitlin Clark, she finished off with t-t-10 assists. Angel Reese was the first rookie to have a double double in the All-Star game. They really put up, they really made history. Team USA, man, we're gonna get to their basketball team, man. It's looking scary. It's looking real scary for Team USA. But the women's, they lose to in the All-Star game. Breonna Stewart, I mean, at least for USA, Breonna Stewart led the team. She had 34 points. Asia Wilson had 22 points. Yeah, man, shout out to the women's, man. Before we get into Team USA, the men's basketball team, to do a recap on their two exhibition games that took place. As a matter of fact, no, we're gonna get right into that right now. So USA have faced South Sudan, and they beat South Sudan 101 to 100. A lot of concern with this USA team. They've had a couple of close games up until South Sudan, and they actually blew out. They blew out Serbia by 26, but they only won by 1 point against South Sudan, who don't really have a lot of good talent on their team. They're not really good for being that good. LeBron actually hit the game winner when he drove to the basket, hit the layup. To make them get up one. So close game from Team USA. I don't know, man. Team USA is looking kind of shaky right now. They've been winning games, but they've been very close, especially South Sudan. Even with the game against Germany, they played Germany earlier. They played Germany earlier to oh my gosh. They played Germany earlier today, and they won by 4 points. They won by 4 points. And with the South Sudan game that they played on Saturday, I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like LeBron is definitely the closer. LeBron has been closing out a lot of games lately for this team. KD still out with the calf strain, but they keep putting the same start lineups, and I think it's because like KD is hurt. But when KD come back, I think the lineup should be Steph Curry at the one, Devin Booker at the two. KD at the three, LeBron at the four, and I think AD should start at the five and not Embiid, because Embiid hasn't been playing as well. But they have Jrue Holiday in the lineup with Devin Booker and Steph Curry. I think if you're gonna do that, you probably should start Jason Tatum. This is why this is kind of why I wish either Jaylen Brown or Paul George did make the roster, because at least they would have had another wing to go to. You know, like Jrue Holiday. I think Jrue Holiday is like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". Yes, he can defend, but the height advantage on some of these teams is like, you know, when they go up and play teams like Canada and Germany, like you gotta hit shots. And you see when every time Anthony Edwards comes in the game, it switches. Like when Ant is in the game, they start winning. And he be hitting the big shots, and you know, he gets the energy going. Like, he makes the team have swag, and brings that swag to the team, you know, that confidence, you know. So it's scary for it's kind of it's very concerning for USA right now. They have been winning, and LeBron has been on fire. LeBron has been closing out a lot of these games. And he's showing us who's the best player and who's still the best player and who's still the best player in the league and the face of the league right now. You know, like I said, KD still isn't back yet, so let's see. I don't think Tyrese Haliburton even played in the game versus Germany today. Derek White got some burn, but. Yeah, man, it was a close game, man. This was the last USA exhibition game. The actual Olympics for them, as far as their first official Olympic game, will be this coming Sunday on July 28th. They're set to play. Hold on, let's go to the research department. Let's go to the research department, ladies and gentlemen. While I am looking up the schedule, how about you guys go ahead and subscribe to the pod? Subscribe to the podcast. We will be dropping episodes every Tuesday or whatever day I feel like dropping. So yeah, y'all go subscribe and do that. Let's see. Let's go to the schedule. Let's go to the schedule. Okay, so the first official game of the Olympics is. I don't know why it's so hard to. I don't know why it's so hard to find the schedule of the team. Okay, so the first game is July 28th, and they're gonna play. They play Serbia, so they play Serbia as their first game on July 28th, and then July 31st they play South Sudan. That's the team that they won by 1 point against. Hopefully, they actually beat them by at least 40. At least by 40. Then they play Serbia on the 28th. So those are the upcoming two games. So I'll probably drop a podcast episode probably on the 28th that night as they play Serbia. And then I'll drop another episode probably the night of July 31st. They play at 3 o'clock. So I'll drop an episode on the pod that night. Then August 3rd, they play Puerto Rico. I don't really know how the scheduling works for USA though. I'm trying to figure out how the scheduling working. But they play Puerto Rico August 3rd. I don't know if it's another game after August 3rd. I don't know if after August 3rd they play more. I don't know who they play after that, but yeah. Now, as far as the women's, I think the women's play July 23rd, which is again. Let's go to the research department. The women's basketball team, they play their first game is do do do. Their first game is July 23rd. They play Germany. The 23rd is that's tomorrow. Oh, wait, no, that's today. That's today. So they play Germany today. So yeah, so the women's play Germany today for the exhibition game. And then they have their first Olympic game July 29th, which is not exhibition. This is not an exhibition game. On July 29th will be the start of the official Olympic Games for the women's USA basketball team. They will play Japan on the USA Network. On the USA Network at 3 o'clock. So yeah, those are your upcoming scheduled games, and I will do a pod episode probably on all of this stuff as well after they're finished. So yeah, man, shout out Team USA. Hopefully they come up with the gold. But the men's basketball team, they're gonna have to start beating these teams by 40, 50 points because we have the talent to do that. So they're gonna have to start playing together and start dominating these teams because they shouldn't be beating the South Sudan team at one point. That can't be happening. And then you only beat Germany by 4 points. Like, come on, man. That's not how. Yeah, we should be dominating these teams. But anyway, man, shout out to Team USA, man. Hopefully LeBron and Team USA can come back with the gold. You know, cause we definitely need that. Okay, so the last thing we have on the pod tonight, we're at 27 minutes, so hopefully y'all enjoyed the episode. I know I do these, I record these episodes late at night. This is the only time I can really focus on what I wanna talk about, and yeah, this is the best times to do these podcasts late at night. So this is what y'all gonna get. But the last thing we have on the pod is we had the NBA Summer League Championship today against the Memphis Grizzlies and Miami Heat. I know it's not really that interesting compared to the actual NBA championship, but we had the Grizzlies Summer League team and the Miami Heat Summer League team. This game actually went into overtime. This game actually went into overtime. G.G. Jackson had missed a three to tie it, but then they end up getting a rebound and pass it right back out to G.G. again, and then he hit the three to tie it, to tie the game 113-113. The game went into overtime after Scottie Pippen Jr. had missed the 3-pointer to help them win the game, and the game end up going into overtime. So for the Summer League rules, if the game goes in overtime, they can only score an average of 7 points. So for this overtime game, the point to win the game was 120. So they were tied at 113. So they needed 120 to win the game. So the Miami Heat ended up winning this game. They are your Summer League champions. The Miami Heat are your Summer League champions. They ended up making a shot in the lane. They end up winning the game by driving the lane. Yeah. That's how they won. Unfortunately, I don't really know the players because it's Summer League, so I don't really know all the players, but I just know the player on the Miami Heat, drove into the lane, and made the layup, and made the layup in the lane, and they ended up beating the Grizzlies 120-118. And so, yeah, Miami Heat are your Summer League champions of 2024. Now we move on to the Olympics, and yeah, we're going to see how that plays out. Like I said, it's late at night, so I apologize for like the stuttering and all that, but yeah, when I'm tired, I just, yeah. Like all that, like pronunciation, trying to talk proper, all that goes right out the window when it's like 2, 3 in the morning. And it is 2 in the morning. So, yeah, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode of the pod. I am your boy, K-Dub. I'll try to get another episode in probably sometime this week. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to start having segments on the pod. Right now, I just talk about lists of topics throughout the week. But we're going to have segments we're going to have segments that are going to feature certain players either in the Olympics or in the WNBA when their season comes back around, or what I'll do is I'll just have like these games, so like I'll do games where I'll have certain segments where I'll do games like my favorite top, like I would say like my top five, like top five players in the league, or top five upcoming young talent in the league. I'll start doing like top five stuff like that to try and make it interesting. You know, I can have certain lists of players of who I think are gonna be good or be great in the next five to 10 years or something. I'll think about it. I'm trying to get everything on board because right now I record these episodes off my iPad. I know I'm chatting right now, but I'm just letting y'all know what to expect in the future. We're gonna have segments so that it's more organized, and you know, I'm not just rambling on, but yeah, hopefully y'all enjoy episode 6 of the pod. I will see y'all in episode 7. Again, man, follow me on all my socials, Instagram, YouTube, my Instagram is Drip God K-Dub on YouTube. I said Drip God K-Dub on YouTube. Oh, man. What I meant to say was follow me on Instagram at Drip God K-Dub and my YouTube at K-Dub. The links to all this will be in my Instagram bio. It should be in my bio on Spotify as well, but if not, I just gave y'all the info to my socials on. So, with that being said, I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode 7. We're going to feature all Team USA basketball and WNBA basketball. And yeah, that's it, y'all. I'm going to catch y'all in the next episode. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. And we are out for another great episode of K-Dub Palace. Hopefully y'all enjoyed yourself, enjoyed y'all night, because we are the best basketball podcast in the world. And I mean that. And we're going to grow from here. There's nothing but growth from here. And if there's anybody out there who's struggling, trying to get their platforms up like me, and who is grinding and working extra hard to be the best version of the best versions of themselves, to be great like I am, keep doing what you're doing and keep having that faith, because As long as you have the faith, all the money and the numbers, that's gonna come. As long as you're doing what you like and not getting caught up in the views and like the money and all that, you're gonna do perfectly fine and good things will come your way, such as myself. Anyway, I wanna catch y'all in the next episode. In the next episode, y'all. And we are out this thing. I'ma see y'all.